Alrighty, folks, we welcome you back. Always appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us as we get the weekend off and rolling. Going to lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. The Eugene Emerald season is nearly upon us. The opener is Tuesday. Of course, 2020 didn't happen because of the pandemic, but it's all go for 2021. We've got the new skipper on the line. His name is Dennis Pelfrey. On Twitter, you could use the handle at Pelf12. Dennis, it's great to get a chance to speak with you. How is life treating you and yours during these unique times?
I appreciate you having me on, and everything is going great. We just finished up spring training camp, and everything went great. No issues as far as COVID, anything like that, so it was nice, and actually on the road right now, driving to Eugene from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, well, be safe out there. You mentioned COVID. I don't have to tell you how many it's impacted in so many ways. So you were with the Florence Freedom of the Independent Frontier League for 5 years. So I guess kind of take us on that ride. A little over a year ago, you were leaving Kentucky for another job. The pandemic hit, and now you're the manager in Eugene, Oregon. So seems like there's some blanks to fill in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, independent baseball is, for a lot of people, they don't realize what it really is. And it's professional baseball, and it's just not affiliated with a major league team. So it's, individual owners and things like that, and players get paid. And, it's a really unique experience for guys that aren't in affiliated baseball to either, get that opportunity to get signed out of there or, at the end of their career, play a little bit longer and make a little extra money, playing the game they love. And, I was fortunate enough 5 years ago, or actually, I guess it's 7 years ago now, to get the managing job in Florence. And, it's got a special place in my heart for what it was, a great community. And I had an absolute blast, managing the team there. And we won a lot. So it was great and got a lot of players picked up by affiliated clubs. So, I was looking forward to last year to my first footprint in affiliated baseball, and we got shut down because of COVID, and so it's been a little over a year in the making of some anxiousness, I guess you'd say, to get going.
We're talking with the new M's manager, Dennis Pelfrey. Let's get familiar with your staff, your pitching coach, Alan Keano, who, like you, was set to start a new gig last year when the world stopped. So what could you tell us about him, maybe his background? And from what I understand, you two have worked together before.
Yeah. He was actually a player, a pitcher on the Gary South Shore Railcats when I was a hitting coach there. Back in 2011, I believe. So we've known each other for a long time, and then he got into coaching, and he was coaching independent ball as well. And we've known each other. He knows what I'm about as a coach. I know what he's about as a player. And as long as that translates to the field coaching, he's going to be a really good one. So yeah, he's excited, and he's actually sitting right next to me here. You're driving up, so.
I'll tell you what, you could have your preference for sports, for levels, but Dennis, nobody touches minor league baseball for team names, the South Shore Railcats. I mean, you've got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, and that Florence Freedom team, they changed theirs to the Florence Yalls now, so that was a big big press release there last year. So it was, it's definitely creative on a lot of ends, and there's some really good ones out there.
No, I love it. Your hitting coach, Jake Fox, who played at Michigan, drafted by the Cubs, played a lot of years in the minors, and he's a relatively new coach. What could you tell the fans to get them more familiar with Jake and maybe his style when it comes to hitting?
Yeah, I mean he's an energetic guy, and he's going to have the guys prepared. He's been with the Giants for a little bit, so he knows a lot of the players and some of the ins and outs. And, he's definitely going to be a help on the staff as far as, all those things and getting myself and Alan acquainted with the minor league baseball and affiliated minor league baseball and, how things are going to go. But he's definitely a nice one to have on staff as that veteran type guy, and he's going to No, he's going to bring a lot of energy, that's for sure.
New M's manager on the line, Dennis Pelfrey. Season starts Tuesday in Spokane. So how about a little personal background? I mean, you told me about where you worked, where you're coming from, where you're headed. Where do you hail from? Maybe who or what made you fall in love with our national pastime? And, you know, let us know, you know, the level of ball you played. And maybe when you realized coaching and managing was something you wanted to pursue.
Yeah, I mean, I guess first I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas. You know, the best country in the world. We love Texas, and we're all about Texas. So it's a very unique and great place to live. I live there with my wife Giovanni, and you know, we have a 5-year-old son named Jackson, and so that's home for me. And that's you know, my wife, she doesn't travel a whole lot. She'll come out a little bit, but she loves Texas too much, so she likes to sit at home and watch online. So, I had that. And then I played, back out of college. I went and played 6 years of independent baseball. Never got the opportunity in affiliated baseball. And it was always one of those things where I was, you know, not bitter, but I was like, man, I wish I would have got a shot. And now that I'm coaching, and now, you know, where I look back and see how I was as a player, I know that, you know, somebody else deserved that shot, and I'm glad that, you know, they got it over me. And because, you know, I don't know that I ever would have made it to the big leagues as a player. And then that kind of transformed me into coaching. And Greg Taggart, who actually is the manager of currently still of the Gary Southstrow Railcats, he was a big influence in my life as a player. I played 3 of my 6 seasons for him in independent ball, and then I actually coached for him for 4 seasons with the Railcats, and then he helped me get my first managing job in Florence there. So he's one of the biggest reasons, if not the only reason, that I got into the coaching professional baseball and fell in love with it, and you know, kind of see myself, you know, escalating my career into the big leagues. And that's kind of a goal for myself as well, is to make it to the big leagues as a coach. And you know, what I tell these players, and what I've told the players here that are going to be with the M's, is, you know, I'm going to get all you to the big leagues. That's my goal. But, you know, I'm going to race you there. So it's going to be a race to the big leagues for all of us. So that's kind of where I'm at, where I'm headed.
That's awesome. Now, for the past 30-plus years here, the M's were short season A-ball. There was the June draft. That filled the roster. But now with the reworking of the system, if you could kind of explain, so at this level, how is this roster put together for, you know, this new season under the umbrella of a new organization?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in the past, High A has been, you know, kind of that springboard for players. It's kind of on the verge of breaking out. Some of the more high prospects in organizations, and they kind of looking for them to make that next step to get into that Double A, Triple A realm. But I think you'll find this year, all across the board, that the rosters and things are going to be a little bit different with how minor league baseball got realigned, where everything's a little bit closer. And you know, I think you'll see a lot of our guys with the M's, and, you know, this is just my opinion, but a lot of the guys that are here are going to be, you know, guys that are going to be looked at to be big leaguers here in the next year or two. And I think that, you know, because we are so close to San Francisco along with San Jose, I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of the guys here that get springboarded a little bit quicker. And hopefully, you know, with the success that I feel like we're going to bring from a coaching staff standpoint to help catapult these kids into what they need to be as players, you're going to see a lot of them move here pretty quickly this year.
A couple final thoughts for new M skipper Dennis Pelfrey. As somebody who knows the minors as well as you do, in February the announcement came down that I guess things were going to be streamlined, 4 levels, each team with each level with 30 teams. So as someone who has put in so much time in the minors, I mean, what did you think about them, I guess, kind of upending history a little bit and implementing this new system?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, as a society and as a nation, you know, we have to be able to evolve and adapt. And I think that, you know, people in the upper levels of Major League Baseball obviously see a really big picture and a vision for where our game's headed. And that evolution has to happen. And I think, you know, once people start getting in, you know, on board with where we're going with it, some of the rule changes, some of the things that are happening, I mean, the game is a little bit different now. But I think once people start getting on board, and I think once you see how it's going to turn out, the big picture of it over the next 5-10 years, I think you're going to find a game that's evolved with the times, and a game that's really exciting to watch and be a part of.
great take. Lastly, each skipper's got their own style, preferences. So for fans who are just getting more familiar and getting ready for the M's, what could they expect to see when a Dennis Pelfrey-managed team takes the field?
You're gonna see a fast-paced game and an exciting game where we're gonna take a lot of extra bases, we're gonna steal a lot of bases, and we're gonna hit some home runs as well. But I think the fast-paced game with very good pitching, being efficient, getting outs quickly, and then getting our offense up as much as possible, because they're gonna be exciting players to watch, obviously. But I think that's really what I like to do is allow the players to become themselves and to kind of blossom into the player they're supposed to be and free it up a little bit, and I talk about a lot where these guys are like artists and they're entertainers, and each guy's going to have their blank canvas. It's going to look the same, but once they put their picture on it, each one's going to be different, and that's a good thing. So we want guys that have different personalities and different styles of play, and we kind of put all that together and just put a lot of pressure on the opposing teams.
Folks, he's the manager of your Eugene Emeralds. Eventually, they're going to make it to PK Park. The home opener is Thursday, May 13th. Skipper, great getting a chance to speak with you. You and your coach travel safe. Best of luck those first road games, all 8 of them. And, of course, once you get to town and as the season moves along, look forward to speaking with you again soon.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.